الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا موافيا لنعمه مكافيا لمزيده والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أحد الظالمين وقال تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال وبشر المخبتين الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الأضاحي سنة أبيكم إبراهيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد Honorable elders, respected brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No, it is the day of Eid. The day of Eid al-Adha, the takbir should be recited loudly for men. I can only see men here in front of me. I cannot see women. The fact that 20, 30 odd people here and the takbir is so soft, it's not a good sign. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah and most of the muhaddithin, when they speak with regards to the takbirat of Eid al-Adha, they say it is from the shi'ar of Islam. It is from the salient features of Islam. It is to show al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. It should be said loudly on Eid al-Adha. And there is no restriction for it. And in the masjid, mashallah, brother Muhammad, when you are entering, you are reading a takbir. Mashallah, a few brothers were reciting it loudly. We need to make it a common occurrence within our communities that when it comes to the Eid al-Adha, our houses are, you know, vibrating with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Make it a habit. You know, it's nice. This is just a reminder for each and every one of us. It is a day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from me. Just a few brief points, don't have that much time. Just a few points, inshallah. Few scattered points. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Madzub rahimahullah. He passed away approximately 75 years ago, almost 1944, so almost 75 years ago he passed away. He was a very famous poet. But he wasn't just a poet in the sense that, you know, singing random poetry. He sang poetry with regards to deen, with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to reminders of our religion. And one of his most famous couplets was his title, Jahame Jaga Ki Lagani Ke Dunya Nahi Hai, something like that, right? Meaning, this dunya isn't some place where you should have a strong affinity to. You are not going to remain in this dunya forever. Don't become too attached to this dunya. In this poem, he has a few couplets. It's Urdu. The couplets are, Jahame Hai Ibrat Ke Har Su Namune. Magar tujhko anda kiya ranga bune. In this world, there are many, many lessons for you and I. Inna fi dhalika la ayatilu lil absar. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Wa akhtilafi al-layl wa al-nahar la ayatilu lil albab. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs for every intelligent person. Which means what? If you have intellect, if you think you are intelligent, if I ask you right now, no one will say they are dumb. Maybe jokingly out of humility, but in a serious conversation, no one will say they are stupid. No one. I won't say I'm stupid. I won't say I'm dumb. Out of fake humility, perhaps, yeah, no, I don't know anything. I'm stupid. I'm not clever. But in a serious conversation, you go for an interview. Are you going to tell the person taking the interview, you know what, I'm dumb? You're never going to do that. On the contrary, you will say you are extremely intelligent even if you know you are not. So Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I, if we have intellect, if we have even the slightest iota of intellect, if you have some brain cells, then there are examples for you and I in every facet of Allah Ta'ala's creation. In the sky, there are lessons for you and I. In the ants, there are lessons for you and I. In the sand which holds these buildings together, there are lessons for you and I. Jaha mehe ibrat ke harsu namune, magar tujhko andha kiya rangabune. But what has happened? We have become blind. What has made us blind? We have become disillusioned. We have lost our way. We have lost the capability to comprehend. And what has made us mad and what has made us drunk? The glitter and the glamour of this dunya. The cha-ching of the, you know, the cash register, the cha-ching. The swiping of the cards, the pinging of the phones. All of these things have made us completely oblivious to the reality of the dunya. We think that that cha-ching will carry on forever. That money well will never dry up. We think those pings which signify likes and comments under our statuses and under our social media posts, we think they will carry on forever. That fame will never dry up. And that has made us totally oblivious and blind to the reality of this world, to the reality of why Allah Ta'ala created you and I, why Allah Ta'ala sent you and I to this dunya. Kabhi gaur se bhi dekha hai tune, jo mahal te, wo something ab hai sune, right? My Urdu has gone very rusty, I haven't studied Urdu in the past 6 years, Allah Ta'ala forgive me. But a madrasa ki cheez hai, after madrasa you don't study Urdu, you leave. Study Arabic. Urdu becomes boring. But you start off with Urdu. Allah forgive us. He goes on to say that if you pay attention, see, an intelligent person who takes examples of everything. إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. This is what? The fifth page of a 13-line Quran. The fifth page of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I what? Just right in the beginning Allah Ta'ala is telling us. Allah Ta'ala does not feel shy. Allah Ta'ala does not hesitate. Allah Ta'ala does not seem it insignificant that He draw an example of a fly, of a mosquito, or something even lower than that. Why? Allah Ta'ala doesn't do anything except there is a purpose behind it. Allah Ta'ala did not give us Eid except there is a purpose behind it. This Eid isn't just a trivial celebration. It isn't just so we can dance and merrymake. It is there for a reason. It is here to teach us something. We need to take lesson from it. And that is why Allah Ta'ala says, even a mosquito, even a fly, there is a lesson therein for us. So the poet, going back to the poem, he says, if we actually looked around with the gaze of an intelligent person, then you would realize that there are lessons for us everywhere. And he speaks specifically about death and, you know, the decay of this world. He said, have you forgotten that those very places which are now completely desolate, once upon a time they were totally inhabited? You know, I live in Romford, right? There's flats near the old hospital, where the old hospital used to be. Approximately 500 odd flats. For 3 years, they were completely empty. Now they've broken them down. But for 3 years, they were completely empty. 500 flats. Minimum, there were 1,500 people living there. But for 3 years, there was no one living there. But you can go from here anywhere. Nowadays, archaeological sites in deserts. Once upon a time, there were ancient civilizations who were way ahead of their time. They were pioneers in their time. They had the best of technology in their time. And now, unka naam aur nishan bhi nahi hai. There is no sign of them except ruins. So this is what the poet is saying. The point here is we need to take lesson from everything. Eid al-Adha. You see, Eid al-Adha, there is an intrinsic link between Eid al-Adha and Takbir. Dhul-Hijjah, from the beginning of the month, we do it from the day of Arafah, from Fajr. But if you look at the ahadith, etc., from the beginning of the month, what are we told to do? We are told to recite what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. From the beginning of the month, you had the likes of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma and Ibn Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. They wouldn't go to the masjid. No. They weren't going in their houses. No. They would go to the marketplace. I'm not saying go to, you know, Lakeside or Westfield and start saying loudly Allahu Akbar. Please don't do that, right? But they would go to the marketplaces. In the marketplaces, there was everyone doing everything. People selling clothes, people selling whatnot. And what were they doing? Loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And what does the hadith mention? The hadith mentions that the people in the marketplaces, they would go along with them. As they were saying Allahu Akbar, the people were saying Allahu Akbar. The same person saying £1 for this cloth, 10 dinars for this camel, he's also now saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So number one, the takbir and Eid. Number two, this Eid, this entire 10 days, they link with the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They, you know, it is as though this Eid, I'm not saying it is, but it is as though one could say this Eid is the celebration of the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This Eid is the celebration of the legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is a celebration of the sacrifices, of the submission of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala gave us this Eid. Why? This is something to think about. Like I said, it isn't just about dancing. It isn't just about eating. You know, we say, this Eid, normally they say Eid al-Fitr is about the Eid of gifts. Eid al-Adha is the Eid of meat. No, it is, but no at the same time. Eid al-Adha is for us to reflect. Allah Ta'ala gave us a celebration, yes. But in celebration, Allah Ta'ala told us to come to the masjid for 6 salah instead of 5 salah. In celebration, Allah Ta'ala told you and I that we have to sacrifice an animal. In celebration, Allah Ta'ala told you and I that you can do this, but you can't do that. You have a habit of fasting. Tomorrow is Monday. MashaAllah, you know, in the elder generation, the youngsters, Allah Ta'ala grant, you know, all of us the tawfiq to do it. But the elder generation, they are very punctual in what? In fasting Monday and Thursdays. If one of the uncles here tomorrow, he says, you know what? 52 weeks in the year and every week I fast on Monday. I want to fast on this Monday. Can he fast? Can he fast? Yes, no. He can't. It's haram for him to fast. It's haram. He has to break his fast. He gets sin for fasting. Why? Allah Ta'ala said this is the day of Eid. This is a day of celebration. Allah Ta'ala says day of celebration, but Allah Ta'ala made this celebration such that we reflect upon the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We reflect upon the messages from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the most important message is what? The most important message is Islam. What does Islam mean? Islam doesn't mean peace. Islam does not mean peace. It never has meant peace. It never will mean peace. You open any Arabic dictionary. Look under the root letters Sin, Lam, Mim. Bab Ifal. Aslama Yuslimu Islam. You will find many things. The first point you will find is what? To submit. Islam means submission. It does not mean peace. Salam means peace. Islam does not mean peace. Islam means to submit. Submit to what? Submit to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was a paragon of that. He was the perfect and the prime example of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassirin mentioned, كَيْفَ صَارَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ. How did Ibrahim alayhi salam become Khalilullah? You see, you had Musa alayhi salam who was Kalimullah. Kalimullah, that's one the Muhaddithin mentioned another term. It's not Kalimullah. Brother Muhammad, do you remember the other term? Allahu salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. I can't remember the other term. It's the exact same thing that he spoke directly to Allah, but it's another word. The Mufassirin generally use that term. Isa alayhi salam was Ruhullah. Adam alayhi salam was Safiullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Habibullah. What was Ibrahim alayhi salam? He was Khalilullah. So the Muhaddith Mufassirin mentioned, Kayfa sara Ibrahim Khalil al-Rahman? How did he become Khalil al-Rahman? Number one, قرب نفسه للنيران. He chose the fire. He chose the fire over everyone else. He chose the fire over his father. He chose the fire over his people. When he was being flung into the fire, on the narration of Ghalib ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him. Jibreel alayhi salam says to him, Alaka haja, do you have any need? Ibrahim alayhi salam is how old? He is 16. He is 16 years old. He says, from you, I have no need. O Jibreel, I have no need from you. But from Allah, I have everything. I need everything. It is upon that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, be cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. He chose the fire. He submitted to the command of Allah. He submitted to the worship of Allah. Allah is one. If they want to deny it, so be it. I will accept the fire. But I will not accept the idols. وَأَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ He ignored, he got separated from his family. He chose to be banished. He chose exile over his own family. He had to leave with his nephew Lut alayhi salam, etc. They had to leave completely. They left. Then, وَوَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ His child, he was willing to sacrifice his child upon a wahi from Allah. There was no question. It wasn't, oh Allah, are you sure? It wasn't, no, it was just a dream. Perhaps it's just a dream. It was from shaitan. No. Immediately, submit to the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave us this Eid to remind you and I. It's not so that we can slaughter a sheep and then post pictures all over social media. It's not that so we can slaughter a cow and then eat the meat, have one barbecue here, another barbecue there, next 3 days go on a meat coma. No. It is a reminder for you and I that submission to Allah is our goal. We have been created and we have been created for one purpose and one purpose alone. What is that? وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ So that we worship Allah Ta'ala. Our creation is submission to Allah. That is how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam became Khalilullah. He sacrificed everything. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala tells him, leave your wife and your child. He had a child at which age? He had a child at the age of 86. At the age of 86, he has a child. He migrates, Allah Ta'ala tells him, migrate to Makkah Mukarramah. He is going. Ghaliban, it's a hadith of Bukhari and the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. That every few, you know, kilometers or whatever, he would ask Jibreel alayhi salam, do I stop here? Jibreel alayhi salam said, no, carry on. Do I stop here? No, carry on. Do I stop here? No, carry on. Eventually they come to a point, there are no civilizations. There are no trees, there are no animals. There is no water, there is absolutely nothing. You look north, you see desert. You look west, you see desert. West, east, right, whichever. You look east, you see desert. You look south, you see desert. No water, no animals, no trees, no people. There, Jibreel alayhi salam says here. There is no question, are you sure Jibreel? Are you sure Allah Ta'ala wants you to stay here? No. And then the next command comes. You go back to Syria, in Sham, Baytul Maqdis. Leave your wife and child here. Brothers, I believe it's a Suzuki or Skoda, I'm not sure. Skoda, Suzuki, Arona, AF20 SYY. You are blocking someone's driveway. So please, brothers, there's no shame in that. If it is your car, please go remove it as soon as possible. You are causing taklif. You're going to be here for another 20 minutes at least. The person needs to go. It's not right at all. If another 2 minutes, it makes sense. So please, brothers, if you can remove your car. Barakallahu feekum. It's a black one, right? AF20, AF20 something YY. He didn't question. He left his wife with a bag of dates, a water skin of water, and that is it, and he went. Sarah, she looks at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam going. Did your Rabb command you to do this? Naam. In that case, he will not destroy us. Submission from him, submission from her, submission from Ismail alayhi salam. This is a lesson for you and I. This Eid is a lesson. What is that lesson? We need to submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to stop questioning the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala maaf kare, Allah ta'ala maaf kare, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. Nowadays we question everything, including the Quran, wal-iyadu billah. Do you not understand questioning the Quran is tantamount to kufr? That is disbelief. But we question the Quran as though it is your father's notebook. As though your father, you know how someone's father writes a will. Are you sure my father actually said that? Maybe he wanted us to have this. And we question the Quran like that. Allah Ta'ala maaf kare, when it comes to divorce situations, leave the Quran one side. These are people with big beards. And see them in the first saf of the masjid. Tahajjud time, mashallah, they're awake. Ramadan time, day and night, they're in the masjid. Their daughter's divorce comes about. Molisab. Leave the Quran one side. Leave Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one side. If that is not kufr, what is it? Submission comes about when you are faced with difficult situations. Allah Ta'ala tells you and I, you know, huwa sammakumul muslimin. Who's called Muslims? You and I. Who called us Muslims? Who gave us the title of Muslims? Across the world, everyone refers to us as Muslims, right? Muslims, Muslims, whatever it may be. Who gave us that title? Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the first one to refer to us as Muslims. Why is Allah Ta'ala bringing all of this? This Eid is a reminder to you and I. Number one, submit to the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said five salah, we do five salah. Allah Ta'ala told us as men, grow your beards, you grow your beard. Allah Ta'ala told us as men, we need to read our salah in the masjid, we read the salah in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala told us as men, we need to fast, we fast. We need to give zakat 2.5%, we give zakat 2.5%. Riba is haram, riba is haram. Khalas. And the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they exemplified this. Just two examples will end off with this. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, hadith mentioned by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. He was addressing a people. And he said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاشِمَاتِ وَالْمُسْتَوْشِمَاتِ. It's a lengthy hadith. In this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaks about the certain adornments of the women which are haram, including plucking the eyebrows. Including what? Plucking the eyebrows. You know, women nowadays, they remove the entire eyebrow and they draw it on. Unique. So Allah ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is haram. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith. This hadith reaches the ears of a woman in Makkah Mukarrama who used to read the Quran a lot. So she goes out to find Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. When she finds him, she says to him, O Abdullah, why are you cursing those who Allah Ta'ala did not curse? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, what do you mean? She said, you said this hadith. He said, have you not recited the Quran? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. What Allah Ta'ala said, you take. What Allah Ta'ala said, you do. What Allah Ta'ala says, you leave. So then she said, but I find this quality within your family. He said, go to my wife. And by the qasam of Allah, if you see it in my wife, I will divorce her immediately. Because Allah Ta'ala said this and she is doing that, it can. Sami'na wa ata'na. Submission to every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Eid, we'll finish off here, no time. Take three lessons. Three lessons from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Three S's. S number one, submission. S number two, sacrifice. You will have to make sacrifices in life. Everything you need to do for our deen, we need to make sacrifices. For dunya, you need to make sacrifices. For akhirah, you need to make sacrifices. And the last S is Arabic, silah, silatul rahim, family. Value family and look after your family. That is the lesson from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Valuing your family and looking after your family as well. Make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accepts each and every one of our sacrifices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many more Eids with our family to come. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. Eidukum sa'id, Eidukum mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak, everyone. Alhamdulillah, there is a collection going on, but I just want to give you a little bit of happy day, so we need to give you some good news. I did mention last Friday our porch and the dome that we're going to go for top of the porch. So alhamdulillah, we have the planning permission for the both, and as you can see, the work has been started, and this is the project that all the time that you've been generously donating, and alhamdulillah, is your masjid. So far, I think so far, what have we done? I think everyone likes it. And we need to finish it off the way we done the windows and everything, so according to that way. That is going to cost about 38, probably 45. We're looking into it now at the moment. So all the brothers could make some commitment that within the next 2 months, if you could give some money to this project. So inshallah, we can finish that work as soon as we have got enough fund. Builders are working slowly at the moment, but bear in your mind, this is your masjid, and the way it looks now, alhamdulillah, without your generous donation, it wouldn't be there now. So alhamdulillah, so far, we've done inside and the outside windows and everything that what we need to do. So alhamdulillah, this is the project going to start. So inshallah, please help generously and talk to your friends and family, see if they can raise some money for this the last bit of the project, inshallah. So please share with everyone. If you have any comment about the work, please do talk to us, and then inshallah we will take in consideration that what needs to be done. But inshallah, this is your project, and that's what we are here for, inshallah. আপনারা যে মসজিদের খাম যতটুকু হইছে আপনারা সকল সাহায্যর দ্বারা হইছে, আর এখন যেটা হইছে কি অতদিন ধরে স্টপ করে আসছিলাম আমরা একটা প্ল্যানিং লাগি অ্যাপ্লাই করছিলাম যে ডোমের উপরে পর্চর উপরে একটা ডোম দেওয়া যায়নি। সো এটা লইয়া তো অনেক লেখালেখি হয়েছে, আপনারা শুনছেন প্রায় ১০৩ জনে অপোজ করছিল এটা। সো আলহামদুলিল্লাহ, এখন এটার ফুল প্ল্যান পারমিশন আমরা ফাইল দিছি, তো এর লাগে খাম আরও আরম্ভ করাইছি। তো এটার লগে গিয়া করতে হইলে অনেক ডেকোরেশনের খাম আছে, এগুলা কোয়াইট এক্সপেন্সিভ, ইনক্লুডিং দ্য ড্রাইভওয়াই, গেট, গ্রিল, এগুলা সব যখন ওয়াল একটু চপ আউট করাইছে, করাইয়া ওটার উপরে নাইসলি যখন রইব। সো যে যতটুকু খাম হয়েছে ওটার লগে মিলাইয়া করতে গেলে হিউজ পয়সার দরকার। সো আপনারা না দিলে এটা হইল না, ইনশাল্লাহ আপনারা দিছ এর লাগে হয়েছে। আপনারা একটু সকলে পরামর্শ করবা, আপনার ফ্যামিলির লগে, আত্মীয় স্বজনের লগে, যে যতটুকু পার হইন ইনশাল্লাহ সাহায্য করবা। আর এটা তো চলে রয়ে ইনশাল্লাহ আল্লাহ চালাইতো আমরা, আর যতটুকু ওর ইয়াং ফুরুত্যন্ত লাগিও বালাও আর তারাও আয়রা জগররা সামার হলিডে, আর ইনশাল্লাহ আমরা কিছু প্রজেক্ট হল রান করার চেষ্টা করলাম। আর বিশেষ করে যে ইসলামিক নার্সারি যেটা, এটা এই এলাকার মধ্যে খুনানো হয়েছে, আমরা তত চেষ্টা করি আর ইনশাল্লাহ হইব। এখনও প্ল্যানিংয়ের কোনো তা নাই, তারা আর দেখে আর মোটামুটি আগবাই গেছে ইনশাল্লাহ, সামার হলিডে বাদে আশা করা তার এটা will be continued inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just very quickly, if you can, brothers, you know, if you want to start standing up and making the rows while you explain the, unless you want to sit down and wait, up to you brothers, if you find it difficult to rather stand up and start making the rows, and we'll quickly just explain the method of the Eid Salah. Number one, the khutbah is after the salah, which means you need to stay for the khutbah. The khutbah is wajib, no khutbah, no salah, finished. So make yourselves comfortable after the salah. With regards to the salah itself, there will be six extra takbirs. There will be six extra takbirat in Eid salah. Three in the first rakat and three extra ones in the second rakat. So we will say Allahu Akbar, start the surah, raise our hands, fold our hands. Allahu Akbar, raise our hands, fold our hands. We read dua iftitah his salah, whichever it may be, whichever you do, subhanakallahumma hamdik. No. Subhanakallahumma hamdik wa tabarakas. Kya dua bula gaya na? Is right. Sorry, I'm very confused at the moment. You don't say it loud, you know. Right, you read dua iftitah his salah. That's the first thing. Then you will say Allahu Akbar, drop your hands. Allahu Akbar again, drop your hands. Allahu Akbar for the fourth time. So the third extra one, for the fourth time, fold your hands. Surah Fatiha, another surah after that. Then you will continue your salah as normal. Then in the second rakat, you will stand up. You will recite your Surah Fatiha, recite another surah after it. And then Allahu Akbar. Raise your hands, drop it. Allahu Akbar, raise, drop. Allahu Akbar, raise, drop. That's three. Allahu Akbar, raise. No, sorry. Allahu Akbar, going to ruku. Raise if you're doing, if you do Raf'ul Yadain. If you don't do Raf'ul Yadain, you don't raise your hands. Right? Allahu Akbar. So for the Ahnaf, you're just going to ruku. Not Ahnaf, sorry. Did someone say something? Ah, okay. Are we clear? Do I need to repeat it again? Inshallah. You don't need to look at the person next to you, but if you're that confused, you can just peek, right? There's no adhan or iqama for this salah. You should know that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الذي جعل لكل أمة منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام وعلم التوحيد وأمر بالإسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا إلى دار الإسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين قاموا بإقامة الأحكام وبذلوا أنفسهم وأموالهم في سبيل الله فيا لهم من كرام وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد شرع لكم ما فيه مع أعمال أخر بالإخلاص وصدق النية وبين نبيه وصفيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوبها وفضائلها وما دون علماء أمتنا من سننه في كتب الفقه مسائلها الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام قال فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد سعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه من كل ذنب إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه ثم ثنى بالملائكة قدسه ثم ثلث بالمؤمنين من برية إنسه وجنه فقال تبجيلا لقدر حبيبه وتعظيمه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك وأنعم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان بمشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان وفي يمن وفي سوريا وفي الشام غفلهم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم اهدهم اللهم اهدهم اللهم اهدهم اللهم فرج فرجا قريبا اللهم فرجا قريبا اللهم فرجا قريبا الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله والله اكبر الله اكبر ولله الحمد الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله والله اكبر الله اكبر ولله الحمد ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله والله اكبر الله اكبر ولله الحمد and one more together as a community as one masjid as one ummah الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله والله اكبر الله اكبر ولله الحمد عيدكم سعيد عيدكم مبارك تقبل الله منا ومنكم remember me and your family and my family in your duas السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته